We're not going to be able to record this ad, so we're going to do a little mid-roll here. We actually got two we got
to
read.
We have to read the boostograms.
And we're going
to
read the boost after this. But Stackwork, short one. They're doing a daily bounty challenge on X. So not doing it on Noster. Paul, you got to do it on Noster. So Stackwork, daily bounty challenge on X. $100 daily. You can win KYC free Bitcoin to one qualifying pull request. You can check it out at Stackwork. That's S-T-A-K-W-O-R-K. And if you just want to see their bounty program they have at Stackwork, go to stackwork.ai to check that out. Well, we also got a new sponsor. I think your shilling has been very good. And they've been impressed. And so they're officially sponsoring the show, BitKey.
It's a pleasure to have them.
Yeah. And so we've talked about it.
If you're, do you have the ad read?
I know what it is. Like Bitcoin, easy to use, hard to lose.
Is it the most secure option? No. I still strongly recommend Cold Card, and I think Cold Card is the best option for people that are more technical focused. But I think for a large portion of the population, BitKey is a fantastic option. The UX is phenomenal. The people building it seem to be really in tune with who their demographic is and building the best products for them. And I will say personally, as someone who has brought a lot of people into the Bitcoin space, being able to onboard them into a secure, easy self-custody environment that doesn't require a tutorial video, that doesn't require ongoing tech support, is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you can find more information at bitkey.world.
I don't know if the promo code's live yet, but try RHR for 10 to 15% off. He's going to get mad if we don't do it too. But if you are somebody like ourselves who runs a business on a Bitcoin standard, needs the proper tools to do that, CoinKite is also a sponsor of the show. You can use RHR to get 5% off their products as a promo code. I use the Cold Card Q.
I personally like the MK4 better.
I like the Q way better.
I like how small the MK4 is. I have no need to compensate.
I'm not trying to compensate. I like the QR scanner. I like the QR scanner. You think it's bad UX. I love it.
I'm SD card maxi. I love the SD card.
Our TFTC hot wallet is Cold Card Q. Keep it in cold storage, but...
I love this. I love Sats cards and Open Dimes for gifts. They're fucking phenomenal. I just gave one, you saw, I just gave one the other day for a wedding. But yeah, so is it RHR as our promo code?
I think so, I think he finally put one in.
Well, there you go. I mean, I think most of the freaks already own Cold Cards.
Buy another one, I'm gonna buy another one. So I've been gifting it to employees. I've got some employees.
I would just say,
crypto first, they use Phantom Wallet, dude.
And I've never heard of Phantom Wallet.
I'd never heard of it until people were like, here's my Phantom Bitcoin address. I'm like, what is that?
I just want to say, like, just a huge shout out to our sponsors in general across the board, because we've definitely developed a reputation where I'm going to shill you regardless if you pay us or not. So you definitely have all the leverage to not pay us, and we'll still recommend it. So thank you for believing in us and still supporting the show.
Yeah, and we might as well hit them all. Unchained as well.
Kids are expensive.
Go to unchained.com/RHR. And if you're,
is that our full suite of sponsors?
Yes, it's our full suite right now. And if you're thinking about rolling over a retirement
fund. This is the best mid-roll of all time.
A retirement fund, unchained.com/RHR will take you to a calculator to help you.
Someone somewhere is bathing their child right now, cannot easily press the skip ad button, and is just fucking hating us.
Hey,
I've been there.
Our sponsors are great. Our sponsors are great.
And I'll just...
You've had a dynamic where money's become freer than free.
If you talk about a Fed just gone nuts, all the central banks going nuts.
So it's all acting like safe haven.
I believe that in a world where central bankers are tripping over themselves to devalue their currency, Bitcoin wins. In the world of fiat currencies, Bitcoin is the victor.
I mean, that's part of the bull case for Bitcoin.
If you're not paying attention, you probably should be.
We're on the air.
Yo.
One last jungle rip before we get back to the States.
We got Logan with us again. Logan, we were just trolling you and we said we were going to replace you with an H-1B.
That's one of the parts that I actually saw on the stream last time. Like I tuned in to hear that basically.
Logan told us he was busy, but instead of producing the show, he watched the show, which pretty much tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, and we had kids running around. We had to like handle the cameras and all that by ourselves. It was like we were back in my studio apartment. I thought we were past those days. I thought we had officially made it.
Bitcoin 100K. Some things change, some things don't.
Are we at 100K right now?
I don't know. I don't check the price. I'm in it for the tech.
That's not true. You mentioned 100K multiple times.
Logan, did you like that I said we would name her H1B Logan? He would continue the name.
Is that the rule? You have to give H1Bs new names?
No, I think you have the capability. Logan? You have the ability to call them that if you want to.
You just call them whatever they want and not respect their name.
No, you should have just called me Carr at the start.
It would be part of the job title. It would be like, we are looking for a Logan. And then if they wanted to join us as a Logan, they could join us.
Yeah.
It's up to them.
Oh, I'm tired, freaks. It's been a great week. A lot of sun.
So because of our setup right now, we can't see the Nostr live chat. Only Logan can. So Logan, I'm going to need you to, you're going to have to man the live chat.
For I don't us. Know if we can trust him with that. I don't know if I trust him with that.
Let us know if there's anything
he's just gonna
that
be
we need to call out. Call out the Zaps. If you see big Zaps, you have to call them out.
Speaking of big
I think
Zaps.
That's the one thing that's harder to see on Amethyst.
Well, you have a massive computer with Chrome downloaded on it in front of you. You could also put it up there.
I feel like I don't trust Logan. I'll pull up the Nostr live chat myself.
Yeah. Big week. Reapproaching 100K. We've been above it, below it all day today. Let's start with Clark's dashboard. I'm going to pull it up on my phone, Logan. Give me 2 seconds here. We'll go through the state of the network and a lot of interesting news. We've been in the jungle. There's a lot going on in the United States. I don't know if you've been paying attention, Matt, but
dude, jungle life suits me.
Jungle life is a really good life.
There might be many more rabbit hole recaps in the jungle if I have anything to do with it.
All right, I have Clark's dashboard pulled up. We're currently at 99,670 cuckbucks. One cuckbucks still going to get you more than 1,000 sats, 1,003 sats, right under a $2 trillion market cap at $1.97 trillion. We are at block height 879,530, which I believe means we had a difficulty adjustment since last week. Yep. Last week there was an upwards adjustment of 0.6%. Difficulty at another all-time high, exahash approaching one zeta hash. The average over the last epoch was 778.9 exahash per second.
Wait, I have to interrupt you.
Interrupt.
Stimmy yourself with Bitcoin has zapped us 21,000. Nope, 2.1 thousand sats.
Ooh, that wasn't interrupt worthy.
I thought it was higher.
Stimmy.
And Stacktoshi zapped us 420 sats saying, I have faith in you, Logan. Which Logan didn't inform us, so your faith is misguided. I'm glad I'm looking at the Nostr chat.
We're not pumping Logan up in the chat this week, boys and girls. We are currently 1,462 blocks away from the next difficulty adjustment, which is estimated to be on January 26, 2025. It's looking like an estimated adjustment of negative 3.2%. Blocks have been coming in at 10 minutes and 20 seconds on average. There are 124,076 transactions in Clark's mempool. It's been over 13 minutes since the last block was mined on the Bitcoin network. And that is the state. I don't have mempool open on my phone, but I imagine, I'm going to guess, 270,835 transactions in their mempool.
Sounds right.
Yeah. It Check it, Logan. Right. Let's see how close I was.
What is next block fee right now?
It's like 4 sats per byte, if I'm reading that right. 8.8. And, oh, wow, only 143,750 transactions. Is that 8? Yeah, it's 8.76.
We got kind of a whack setup over here. But, freaks, you're important to us, so rabbit hole recap continues.
Polly zaps 21K sats for real.
Oh, God, no, Logan Ross. Stop. No more.
This is great. I like Logan watching. Logan, you're the Nostr live chat master, but I'm going to check your work. We have Anon zapped 10,000 sats and Josh zapped 10,000 sats. Thank you
Let's check in on the Zaps every 15 minutes. This is interrupting the flow of the show.
Guys, if you want to really piss Marty off, just keep the Zaps flowing. We got NPUB1W00MYU2 Zap 10,000 sats. Beach looks a lot nicer than these tax returns, LOL.
Tax returns. Get your taxes done, freaks. You have a few months. Don't delay it. That's my advice to you. Get it done.
Everyone delays it, no matter what. I know. It's impossible not to.
Luckily, we have an accountant that's on top of things. Shout out to Joe Wood and team at Satoshi Pacioli. Incredibly efficient and competent at their jobs.
So a little anecdote. Here in town, I withdrew $500 from the ATM, and it cost me $7 in fees. Bitcoin is incredibly cheap to send money.
Yeah.
You can send millions of dollars for less than that in fees.
So you pay what? $7.50, 1.2%.
Yeah, I'm just too damn high.
1.3%, somewhere around there. Breaking news of this week is something we've been talking about on this show for the better part of 4 years. Logan, you can pull up the link.
Richest rapper of all time,
Razzle Khan.
Did you see she dropped a new track too?
I did. Oh yeah, she was like outside the Capitol building or something like that.
In like BDSM gear.
Yeah, she can storm the Capitol, but Patriots can't.
Do you consider that porn? It's like kind of a gray area,
it's like
right?
Fetish,
which
like
it's a bit of a gray area,
which is degenerate as well, debaucherous. Don't do it, freaks. Actually, I'm not gonna babysit you. Do what you want, but I will judge you. So we've been talking about this for years. Razzle Khan, richest rapper alive. Why? Because she is purported, along with her the husband or boyfriend,
husband.
To have been the 2016 Bitfinex hackers, for those who are unaware.
One of the greatest hacks of all time.
Yes. And I believe October or November of 2016.
Like 160,000 Bitcoin.
120,000.
Okay.
120,000 Bitcoin. 119 and some odd Bitcoin.
Pretty insane number.
That was in 2016. Fast forward to, I believe, 2020, 2021. The U.S. authorities tracked down Razzle Khan and her husband and discovered that they... I find it hard to believe, but they're being charged with being the Bitfinex hackers.
Why do you find it hard to believe?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being.
So the claim is that they social engineered their way into the hack. And what people don't realize is Bitfinex at the time was trying to do this regulatory arbitrage play that was not very secure. It was. Every account had their own independent multisig, but the multisig effectively had two hotkeys. But Bitfinex would hold a key, BitGo would hold a key, and the user would hold a key. So almost three hotkeys. And BitGo is just signing everything that happened anyway, because otherwise it'd be ridiculously cumbersome in order to process withdrawals. So it wasn't a very secure setup. And presumably, if you social engineer a couple of people, you can drain everything. Like they didn't have, for those that are not aware, usually with exchanges, you have a very, on high level view, you have a simple setup. You have cold storage that holds the overwhelming majority of customer funds, let's say 99% of customer funds. And then you have a hot wallet that's on a server that's constantly processing transactions, right? And the reason you do that setup is because there was a bunch of exchanges that got hacked and people quickly figured out that if you do that setup, if you get hacked, you just only lose the 1% of customer funds. You don't lose everything. Now, Bitfinex at the time, like I said, was doing this novel multisig setup because they were trying to say that they weren't taking custody, so they're not a money transmitter. And as a result, effectively, what that meant was the overwhelming majority of their funds were in a hot wallet, were in hot wallets, not in cold storage. So I don't think it's that crazy to think that social engineering led to it.
It is important also to put myself in the shoes of the state of the industry at that point in time. And it was still very nascent and Wild West, and best practices were still being developed.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you. Mav21, Zap 21,000 sats.
Thank you, Mav. Every 15 minutes. Can we just do 15 minutes? Look, and pull up the link. we're bringing this up because earlier this week, a court out of the District of Columbia, which is the capital of the United States of America, ruled that Bitfinex should have the Bitcoin that was recovered by the U.S. government returned to them in kind. And to be clear, the hack in 2016, Razzle Khan and her husband successfully socially engineered, allegedly, the Bitfinex team and BitGo to steal 119,000 Bitcoin. The U.S. government has recovered 94,000 of that stolen Bitcoin.
They're like spending it using gift cards.
Yeah. And so 94,000 Bitcoin, the judge ruled, should be returned to Bitfinex in kind. This is something I've been saying for years. The government should return the Bitcoin to Bitfinex. It is rightfully theirs, and props where props are due. The U.S. government seems to be doing the right thing here.
More importantly, if you are watching the live stream, she's wearing a Zero Fucks hat that I actually own that hat as well. It's a great hat. I had it printed. I do not have it with me. It's at home, so I will have to wear it in a future rip. But that's one of the greatest hats of all time.
It's ugly.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of talk. Did you say it's ugly?
Yeah.
It's
and
a great,
vulgar. And
it's
vulgar.
It's a great hat. So for a while, it seemed like they were going to try and use this Bitcoin for the strategic Bitcoin reserve. I'm glad it's being returned. It should be returned. Now, we can't get props yet because it has not been returned yet. So we'll see if it actually
We were talking about returned. This. The judge ruled. The judge's job is to rule what happens.
If the judge rules, I'm pretty sure the judge didn't rule that it should be judge didn't rule that it's going to be returned. Once again, not lawyers. I don't think the judge ruled that it will be returned. I think he said it should be returned.
Yes. And if,
which is
if different. If we're a nation state with laws that are to be followed, then the government, if it doesn't return it, is breaking the law.
Okay. So when do you think it'll be returned? Do you want to bet that it doesn't get returned in 6 months?
Yes. 200,000 sats. It is January. What is it?
January 16th.
Okay. Yeah. By July 16th, they'll be back.
You think by July 16th,
they'll be in
Tether will have received
Bitfinex, technically separate from Tether, will have received their Bitcoin back.
Two independent companies.
Yeah.
By July 16th, you think Bitfinex will have received their Bitcoin?
Yes.
And what if
what we don't publicly are we getting odds or is it straight up?
Do you think they're going to say that they did receive it? Like, are we going to be able to actually?
I imagine the government would have to announce that it returned them. I imagine. Maybe I'll just DM Paolo every day.
Are you going to give me odds?
You got to give me odds.
Why? You're the confident one.
Okay. I'll give you 2-1 odds. I get 200. You get
400?
Yeah.
Okay, deal. Let's shake.
Okay.
So one of you freaks, can you please record that?
Thank
200,000 sats. 2-1 odds. I get 400,000 sats when they don't pay it back in time. Okay. July 16th.
July 16th, 2025. It'd be epic.
And that's like a round where the strategic Bitcoin reserve bet is too.
Yeah. So we got two bets out there right now. A lot of people, we posted this on Primal and on X. A lot of the comments in X were asking questions about if the customers of Bitfinex are going to get that Bitcoin back. And there is some nuance here. We've talked about it before, but for anybody new to this show and the situation with Bitfinex and the hack, they launched a token in the aftermath of a hack called Leo Token.
Very savvy.
Which was a way to essentially reclaim some of the lost Bitcoin. I forget how it worked.
There were two tokens, if I recall correctly. There was Leo, and then there was actually your claim on the Bitcoin you lost.
Yes.
So first of all, only Bitcoin was affected by the hack. None of the shitcoins that Bitfinex supported were affected, but they haircutted everyone equally, which was kind of controversial at the time.
It was a bail-in.
But they basically haircutted everyone 70%, and then they gave you a token IOU for your claim on the money, and they said, we'll pay you back 100%. But that token was openly tradable, so people that didn't want to wait could sell it at a discount. And for a while, it was trading at, you know, like 30 cents on the dollar. And I have no inside information, but it appears that they basically bought out most of those claims at like a significant discount. But the point is everyone had the ability to wait to become whole. Some chose not to wait and took a significant discount. But all those claims have been technically paid back, is my understanding.
Not well, so if no, you didn't sell the token, you still have a claim, right?
I think they've been trading at par for a long time now.
Okay.
Because Bitfinex became profitable, and then basically Bitfinex presumably was buying, they were on the buy side, right? So they like bought out the majority of the claims already. And so at least for the last few years, it's been, if it's not still trading, I don't know if it's still trading. I haven't used Bitfinex in a long time. But it was close to a dollar for a while.
Yeah.
Like no one was waiting for the last 2%. I don't think.
That's a pretty hefty windfall for
Bitfinex. Massive windfall. I mean, and so like if you're not a Bitfinex user and, or you're just an external user, the fact that, once again, morally, this should be returned to Bitfinex. So that's good to see. And then second of all, if this is not being added to the strategic Bitcoin reserve and instead it's going to Bitfinex, Bitfinex is likely not going to sell it. Bitfinex Tether, they've been stacking Bitcoin. They've been doing the opposite. And if the U.S. government does want to
this would
reach...
double their stack.
Yeah, if the U.S. government does want to reach their achieved, their stated claims of trying to hit 1 million Bitcoin, they're going to have to buy this on the market. So it should significantly increase buy side pressure,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to
and decrease supply side liquidity. Right, Bitfinex.
I mean, it wasn't going to get sold regardless. Like the U.S. government likely would have just held on to it in the strategic Bitcoin reserve.
Well, that actually
is buy side.
That actually brings up another point, Logan.
Sorry, Marty, I have to interrupt you. 42,000 sats, NPUB1RCJ64M has zapped us. USDT on Tron is our future CBDC. ChatGPT already projects it.
I worry about Tether on Tron. Did you see the Tron announcement this morning?
No.
They're launching another stablecoin promising 20% yield. It's going to be transparent, though.
Justin,
my boy, Justin. We became friends in Abu Dhabi.
Did you?
Call me. I mean, we talked for a bit. He was charming. I told you, he was charming.
If you haven't watched Marty's debate with Justin, son of Tron, you should go watch it.
It was very cordial.
It was great. The yield shit always ends bad. Like, if someone's offering you something that's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Just stay humble and stack sats about it. I will say, I think I've been quite vocal that I think, at least in the West, right? So like among America and our allies, we probably won't see a straight up central bank digital currency. What we'll see is privatized, surveilled, controlled dollar tokens. I don't like calling them stable tokens because they're not stable. They're literally pegged to something that only goes down in value.
That's a good point.
But dollar tokens.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned this. Scott Bessent, the incoming Secretary of Treasury, or Treasury of the Secretary, excuse me, was on Capitol Hill today and explicitly said, I don't think the U.S. should adopt a central bank digital currency.
Yeah, and it also, like, narrative-wise, allows a bunch of people that are, quote-unquote, anti-CBDC to still use what effectively amounts to a CBDC while having a cop-out. You know, it gives everyone a win. But anyway, Tether does have some tendencies towards that, right? They can freeze at will. They obviously can surveil everything you do. They have contracts with chain analysis.
Blacklist.
IRS and FBI have like direct access into like a chain analysis portal, presumably, or something that they provide. But all of that said, I do think personally they're probably holding back the floodwaters of what could be way, way, way more dystopian. Like if you compare them to someone like Circle, or you compare them to like a potential MicroStrategy.
Maybe we can bring up what Coinbase did today.
Right? Yeah. Coinbase, right? Coinbase, Circle, MicroStrategy, Paxos, like all these like very highly regulated US based potential dollar token providers would probably have a way more dystopian version. And I will just say, like, straight up, like Paolo and his team they're real Bitcoiners. They're very ideologically motivated.
They're the pirates of the industry. I've been saying that for 6 years.
They obviously don't want to to get, you know, put in a hole for the rest of their lives. We've historically called that cruise missile risk. So they are trying to placate authorities in a lot of ways. But yeah, anyway, sats are my stable coin. There's safety in sats. I wouldn't use these things. But yeah, it's definitely something that people should be aware of. And I do applaud the freak who combined, supported us, and made the claim that there are some CBDC elements to it.
Yeah. And away from the CBDC, but on the same topic as the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve, Logan, if you go to TFTC's primal.net page, I believe it's TFTC at primal.net is our handle there. Another topic on this note, it seems that the U.S. Marshals are maybe preparing to sell 70,000 Bitcoin that were seized from the Silk Road. And Cynthia Lummis wrote a letter to
It was seized from the Silk Road hacker, right? It was that guy?
Loaded?
Yeah.
Was it seized from Loaded? I don't know. Yeah, it might have been.
It's Loaded's coin.
Loaded coin.
Because they already sold Ross's.
Yeah, they sold that to Draper in, 2013?
Way back when I had $300 a pop.
Or that was 2016. But
Loaded, by the way, is another example of, like, these hacks don't have to be, like, mastermind.
He held his Bitcoin on a Raspberry Pi in a tin can.
No, and he also figured, I'm pretty sure his quote-unquote hack was he figured out that if you withdraw
Leak bug.
Yeah, it would send double the amount.
Yeah.
So he just kept repeating it over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Hacker Man, you know?
Yeah. But the point, going back to, I think these are two separate cases. While we can't wait for Ross to be freed, at the time, Silk Road got shut down by the authorities, all their Bitcoin seized, and any Bitcoin legally or illegally acquired from that platform has been seized. And so obviously the government isn't going to give the Bitcoin back to the Silk Road. It does not exist anymore. But I think this is part, if we're trying to build a strategic reserve, these coins should be held. And the screen's too far away from me. I can't read verbatim what Cynthia Lummis wrote in her letter, but essentially the gist of it is, like, what the hell are you guys doing? We need to be holding this. We are forsaking the future of American citizens and losing out on billions of dollars of potential balance sheet accretion.
What, by selling the Bitcoin?
Yes.
I mean, they're basically just doing it despite Trump, right?
I would imagine so. They've got a few days. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything ever good happens out of spite, so.
No. Do you think that disincentivizes Trump from building a reserve or lights a fire under his ass to get it faster?
It does the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like the Michael Jordan meme, you know, and I took that personally.
Yeah. So he's going to be market buying 70,000 Bitcoin on next Tuesday or Wednesday?
Well, so the SBR executive order that Bitcoin Policy Institute put forward, which, by the way, I had head of policy Zach Shapiro on Citadel Dispatch yesterday. Dude's a fucking legend. I'm incredibly proud of him. He's crushing it. That had $21 billion in the executive order, which is about 200,000 coin.
Which is right below what we held before returning Bitcoin to Bitfinex. Not that it's happened yet, but presumably half of what the U.S. government is holding will be
sent back to Bitfinex. Per our bet, I don't think an executive order qualifies as you winning.
Yes, it does. Find the tapes.
You can go back to the tapes and an executive order doesn't qualify. You were talking about an actual congressional bill, but which would come later, but as a stand-up individual and a brother, I will still pay you out.
Okay. What do we bet on that one? 100,000? That's a humble 100,000, right?
You didn't. You thought it was going to be – you were talking about a congressional bill, which probably still won't happen in your time.
Carlos, I know you're going through the back catalog. If you could fast forward to this bit.
Wait, I need to interrupt you. Average Gary, too, has zapped 10,000 sats.
Thank you, Average Gary. Shout out to the Bitcoin veterans out there.
Oh, he's shouting out a meetup. January 18th, 10 a.m., Shenandoah Bitcoin Club at Water Street Kitchen, Winchester, VA.
It's not Wisconsin. Are you sure it's VA, not WI? Shenandoah, isn't that Wisconsin?
No, it's Virginia. Shenandoah is Virginia. That's where the Native Americans, Shenandoah Valley.
They've got some Native Americans up in
Wisconsin.
And
then he's also shouting out another one, January 23, DC Bit Devs at MicroStrategy headquarters in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
You guys should stop by Langley before and see what's going on there. What else do we got to talk about? Coinbase. Bring it up. So big announcement from Coinbase today. Logan, will you go to my Twitter account? I didn't post this on X because it wasn't my post. And find the retweet of John Arnold at John Arnold 1031, his meme that he made. Coinbase announced this morning that they're releasing a new loan product. You can use Bitcoin as collateral to get out a loan. But what is happening here, as is illustrated by John Arnold here on this meme, is that it's not the typical loans that you see with companies like Unchained, Ledin.io, HODL. HODL is not really using DeFi. They do use stable coins, but long story short, you put your Bitcoin up as collateral. If it's not wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC already, they convert it to their base chain WBTC, and then that WBTC is collateral that allows you to get
it's so convoluted.
A loan on USDC on the second layer base chain that Coinbase built, controls, and is very centralized. It seems like decentralization theater, but it exists. And apparently we were going through the terms of service. The interest rate is variable between 9 and 20%. It changes daily, I believe, which is interesting. So Coinbase getting into wrapped Bitcoin collateralized loans using stable coins.
I guess it's like market-based, right?
I would imagine, yeah. I imagine it has something to do with the dynamics of the liquidity within the base chain or whatever, or the smart contract DeFi system setup.
And if you're not retarded and you're not holding Bitcoin? If you're not holding wrapped Bitcoin, I think it's a taxable event going from
wrapped Bitcoin. Yeah, if you deposit Bitcoin on Coinbase, it then needs to be converted to wrapped Bitcoin. And that conversion from actual Bitcoin to wrapped Bitcoin is a taxable event.
Maybe a taxable event.
Put it up. Not lawyers, but
I don't know. This is really convoluted. you're probably just better off paying capital gains tax.
Why do you say that?
Well, the whole reason people take these loans out is to skip the taxable event and sale.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just spend Bitcoin places.
Should we tell the freaks that you were the first person to spend Bitcoin at the bar we were at last night?
I was the first. There's a local bar.
I contributed to the tab. It was my contribution. And he asked me to leave the bar early so he could one-up me and pay Bitcoin. No.
Marty's wife needed to go home. And Marty was a good husband and drove her home. And then I paid the tab in Bitcoin.
She wasn't sick or anything. She was just tired.
And it was the first time this bar has ever accepted Bitcoin. And in classic Bitcoin fashion, I had to help troubleshoot their point-of-sale solution.
We're early.
And I paid with cash you. This is awesome.
Speaking of which,
I sent them nuts.
Recorded. Obviously, we were on Money Matters on Monday with Jack Mallers and Callie. I recorded an episode of TFTC with Callie yesterday, right in these two chairs. That'll come out tomorrow. Highly recommend you freaks watch that, listen to it. And I'm holding myself accountable live on air. It'll be the first full episode we post to the TFTC Noster account.
Took you long enough.
Thank you.
I've been doing it for like 10 years now.
No. Noster's only been around for like four. So that's an over lie.
It's an over lie. I think Callie is one of my favorite Bitcoiners. We're very lucky to have him.
We are.
Dude's a legend among men.
Yeah. Mpub.cash.
Mpub.cash is Eggy's project.
Yes, but it leverages Cashew. And going back to the
Eggy's also
going back to the tab you paid last night, it was from your Mpub.cash wallet.
No, it's from Cashew.me, which is Callie's PWA wallet.
That's on me. That's on me.
Mpub.cash only lets you receive. You need another eCash wallet to spend.
So you claim the eCash tokens in another mint.
Mpub.cash basically gives a Lightning address to anyone who has a Nostr NPub. So anyone who has a Nostr public key automatically has their NPub at npub.cash is a valid Lightning address. You receive Bitcoin to that address. It is held as eCash tokens. And then you need
to download
the
file, upload it to another wallet that can send.
Effectively you download the tokens. You need an eCash wallet like Minibits or Cashew.me to then you transfer the eCash tokens over and then you can pay. Now it sounds convoluted, but once you do it, it's actually quite straightforward. You can either do it by scanning a QR code or
uploading a backup file.
No, copy and pasting.
Copy and paste. My bad. That's on me. Troubleshooting. What UX recommendations do you have for the people producing Bitcoin point of sale software?
No, it's fine. He's got it now. He's going to be set. He had just set it up. So he had never done a transaction yet. Right? He had set it up like a day before.
How's it feel to be the first?
It's always good. I thrive on credit.
Yeah.
I like getting credit.
You like being people's first?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Feels good.
What else is going on? Oh, we're at 100K.
There you go. I titled the episode correctly.
That's what? Sats per cuck buck below four figures.
I just want to state that if it wasn't for a random freak on Nostr, I would have 100% titled the last 8 episodes Bitcoin 100K. And I feel like we really missed out. I feel like humanity missed out on a great memeable moment.
Another way to put this is that Matt is very susceptible to peer pressure. So if you want to pressure him to do things, he will fold like a
No, we do this for the like freaks. So if the freaks give us feedback, then I appreciate the feedback and I take it into account.
Yeah.
I'm actually not that vulnerable to peer pressure.
I mean, you just contradicted yourself. You said you.
That's just feedback. That's just building in the open. I like building in the open and providing something that people enjoy and want to listen to every week.
Yeah. It's so beautiful here.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm sorry, freak. Sometimes I just get caught in the...
What else should we talk about? Live chat, by the way, if you have things you want us to talk about, let us know because I have not been paying attention to anything that's going on.
Let me pull up some stuff. Let me see what's going on here.
I see someone in the live chat is asking if this is OnlyFans. It's clearly not OnlyFans because we're not making nearly as much money as they do.
No. Would you show us some nipple to make more money?
Stimmy yourself with Bitcoin has zapped us 21,000 sats. Thank you, sir. I think that's his second. Oh, he did 2.1 earlier and he's up the ante.
Good job, Stibby. Thank you. I'm copying and pasting notes here for Logan. I put them
in. Logan, you have anything you want to talk about over there? Voice of God. By the way, I saw your Nostr bio.
Logan, you miss me.
I love it. Do you see his Nostr bio? Voice of God for RHR and TFTC.
Yeah. Logan, you miss me?
So much. Come back.
Thank you. I miss you too. Miss you too, son.
He seemed a little bit choked up.
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back next week. I'll see you on Monday.
I see someone asking that he never used Cashew. Marlon's asking, never used Cashew. Where should I start? Cashew.me. Cashew.me is a full-fledged Cashew wallet that runs in your browser. So you can run it in Chrome or Safari on your phone or desktop. Works great.
Yeah.
You can pay any Lightning invoice and you can receive from any Lightning invoice. Very strong privacy guarantees. The UX is fantastic. Just keep in mind that it is custodial. So when you set it up the first time, they're going to ask you which mint you want to join. That's an option that you have is you get to pick basically who your custodian is. So you could be rugged. But the benefit you get is you get really good UX, really cheap fees, very strong privacy. So I like to think of it, well, to the old timers out there, like I like to think about it like cash that you have in your pocket when you go out at night. Like you might get mugged, you might lose it, but it's your spending cash.
Try not to get mugged or lose it though. But be aware. Logan, pull up the chart. I, with the incoming Trump administration, I've been following along with the appointment grillings that have been going on Capitol Hill. Mentioned Scott Bessent earlier today. The clips I've seen from him are very encouraging, particularly as it pertains to energy policy. He, somebody who's actually an ally to Bitcoin in Freedom Tech, Ron Wyden from Oregon.
Oh, I love Wyden.
Yeah, but he's wrong on energy. He was.
Oh, was he?
He was saying that China's beating us in.
He's really good at financial privacy.
Yes, in the energy race, particularly for renewable energy. Scott Bessent clapped back and said they are building some renewable, but they are also going to spin up 100 coal plants this year. And this isn't a renewable energy net zero race. It's just purely an energy generation race. And I love to see that. And I love everything from an economic perspective that the Trump administration has been putting forward. I think it's very important. However, wanted to pull this up because I think you're swatting at flies. Because the global debt situation is pretty.
Have you read Mandibles yet?
Yes, it's a great book.
You have not
recommend
read
it to
Mandibles
everybody.
I actually spoke to Marty's wife about this a few days ago, and she confirmed that he has not read Mandibles yet.
No, she didn't. You're lying again. She doesn't know what I read.
What was your favorite chapter?
I think three. I like when
Who's
you
your favorite
it up.
Character? Name one character.
What's his name? Walton?
No.
What's his last name? That's his last name, right?
Walton. His last name is Mandible.
Mandible.
It's literally about their family.
Tim Mandible, right?
Okay, I think we've just proved that he hasn't read it yet. But we're living it.
Pull
we're
up
gonna,
the chart.
You're going to get to live
Pull
it.
Up the chart.
You're going to get to live
it. And Logan, can you read the stats? Because my eyes are poor. And there's a glare on the screen. But
his name, the character you're thinking of, it does start with a W, but...
Don't have to read it. We're living it. Look at the chart. What is the debt to GDP ratio right now? 330%. Is that correct? Off the top of my head.
330%.
Yes. That is an immense amount. This is a global debt. 333.
You can't dig yourself out of this hole. Like, it won't happen. Literally, if you were going to figure out one way you could possibly, if you stretch your imagination a little bit, is just print a shit ton of Bitcoin, print a shit ton of money. Of dollars and buy Bitcoin with it. But even then, it's like, it's hard to imagine you ever dig yourself out of this hole.
Yeah, Logan, what is the total debt?
$315 trillion.
Yeah, $315 trillion. So global GDP is, I want to say right around or right under $100 trillion.
Mandibles than Bitcoin
debt,
standard.
$333 trillion or $321 trillion.
You got to protect yourself. No one else is going to save you.
Back to the point.
What was the point?
Everybody's very excited about the potential economic policies that can be enacted under a Trump administration, and I think we should do everything we can to fix the economy when it comes to energy policy, tax policy, immigration policy, and so on and so forth. However, this is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to acknowledge. And I don't think, even if you do, I think we should get more sensible economic policy. And I think we'll have a marginal
you still want to move in the right
positive
direction.
Effect, but this is overwhelming.
You want to move in the right direction. I mean, it's a competence game, right? So you also don't want to like bring too much attention to it.
Yeah.
Bitcoin Map is asking if the mempools actually cleared. Is that bet still on? Mempools have not cleared.
And the bet, no, I refuse to bet him on it because he's very wishy-washy with what the
No,
terms
we have
of the
a bet.
Are.
It's till leap year. It's till
Oh,
Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a bet.
It's a four-year bet.
So everybody stop transacting for like 3 weeks, please.
Mempools have not cleared again. They've only cleared like twice since I said they weren't going to clear, and they barely cleared. And I have not been wishy-washy. I paid you out both times. But this one I'm going to win. And also, I think it's important for freaks to realize that, like, I don't have to be exactly right on this bet. I am most definitely directionally correct on this bet, and you should prepare for an eventual sustained high fee market. I don't know when it's going to happen, but you want your UTXOs to be appropriately sized. You don't want a bunch of dust. You know, you don't want a bunch of transactions that are very small, that you're going to have to pay very high fee rates in terms of percentages in the future, potentially. That would be a bad situation. Coinbase was almost insolvent because of that in 2017. So prepare for that. And if fees remain low for an extended period of time, God bless. That's amazing.
Yeah. If you're running a company, UTXO Management, I think that was a bit of a stretch. I don't think they were close to insolvent.
They were basically insolvent.
They had $20 million worth of UTXOs that were unspendable.
They were like basically
insolvent. It was below the dust limit.
They were like more or less insolvent.
Got a bug. What is this bug?
It looks like a wasp.
Oh, lovely. Jungle wasp. Let's stand up.
While Marty's running away from the wasp, I also see Average Gary ask if we covered the Finney Freedom Prize last week. We did not.
Yes, we did.
Were we? Did we?
We covered it.
Oh, we were in person when it was announced, I think.
We recorded the next day. We covered it.
Okay.
Shout out to Peter Will and Greg Maxwell.
Did you like move the wasp?
You insisted on opening the doors. This is your fault.
It's nice having the doors open. You get the nice jungle air.
And the wasp. You want to do business on air?
I didn't come all this way to sit inside an AC.
That's true. I'm okay with the wasp. I just
what are we doing business on air?
We had our annual investor update at 10:31 this week.
Oh, we did. Very strong update.
Very strong update. And
I'm quite proud.
It's going to come off of self-serving and blowing smoke up our own ass, but I do think it's important to highlight that the businesses being built in the space are, I would argue, some of the most sound businesses in the world right now. Bitcoin adoption is going up. The demand for Bitcoin is going up, and companies that are building the infrastructure that enables people to adopt Bitcoin in any way they see fit is a good business model these days.
No, I mean, I think it's the fucking coolest thing ever. Because a lot of it, like, first of all, a lot of these companies are run by ride or die freaks, right? They didn't exist when the show first started. And the fact that we can get them very aligned support and capital so they can build their businesses in the way they want to build them and have found massive success is awesome, is absolutely awesome. And a lot of the investors at 1031 are also part of the Rabbit Hole Recap family. So just cool to see. It's important to constantly reflect and look back and see where we can improve and how we can do better, but also the successes that have been made.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking earlier, Strike, Jack Mallers and his badass fucking team over at Strike was launched in your studio apartment. Like
I'm tearing up. Remember our humble beginnings.
That company was launched on this show in your bedroom in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And like, you know, now they're a massive profitable business. They're available in 101 countries. We're their largest investor. Like, look at us. Who would have thought?
If you would have told me back when the company was launched in my bedroom, this is where we would be today. I would have been like, oh, that's pretty cool. Sounds awesome. It is awesome. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It is. It feels like, particularly as we head into this new environment with the Trump administration coming in, it seems like wokeness is dying and it has become cemented in most people's minds. Maybe not most, but enough people's minds that Bitcoin is not dying, that the timing of this mental shift and this political and vibe shift, however you want to define it, and the maturity of the Bitcoin industry is lining up almost perfectly. I think there's, like we were saying earlier, putting myself in the 2016 Bitfinex shoes, like, it does make sense that Razzle Khan could hack that because the industry was much less mature, much worse standard practices and quality engineers. Not saying that the Bitfinex guys aren't quality engineers, but the timing of the maturity of the industry where it is today.
It wasn't an engineering failure.
It was a social engineering failure.
Well, no, they took a calculated risk because regulatory issues was the forefront, right? And that didn't pay off for them.
Yeah.
Average Gary is said in the comments on our Nostra live chat, which, by the way, you can find at rhr.tv. All of our relevant links are there. Which, by the way, I know domains are shit coins, but
that's a great domain.
I secured that shit. Now that the Bitcoin freak empire has begun to succeed, what do you plan to do with the fruits of your labor? I'm just calling this out because the Bitcoin freak empire,
we're going to continue working 22
is an awesome term. Yeah, we're doing it. You're watching us do the thing. We're doing the thing. Keep pushing. Never stop.
We'll go back to the – I interrupted the freak empire.
No, I just like the Bitcoin freak empire as a term. Yes, a new era has begun.
What are we going to do with the fruits of our labor?
We're doing it.
22-hour workdays.
We're doing it. 22-hour workdays.
If you don't work 22 hours a day.
We only sleep 2 hours a day.
That's been an ongoing meme here in the jungle.
Basically coal miners.
Anything in the comments to talk about? We're not even an hour in.
Shout out to the coal miners. It's a hard job.
It is.
I'm not trying to make light of that.
And China's building 100 coal plants a year. We're going to need to reinvigorate all the coal miners in the country.
Make coal great again.
Yeah. Coal miners, uranium miners, natural gas, oil miners.
Well, you heard Trump. Trump in Nashville, he said, I'm going to make so much energy. You're going to be like, Mr. President, please, too much energy.
No, there's too much electricity. That was the thing. It was like he had this – he intimated his vision of he's literally electrocuting the country. We're like, no, turn it down.
Too much energy. Please, 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 Mr. Trump.
Speaking of which, we should give this a shout out. When we leave the jungle, we're going to go back to our humble abodes back in the States. And in a couple of weeks, we will be congregating in Nashville at the Nashville Energy and Mining Summit.
The annual Nashville Energy and Mining Summit at Bitcoin Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Is it year three?
I think it's year three. And it quickly became the most high signal mining event and energy event in the country.
And usually it adds a little bit to it because usually Nashville has an ice storm around then, which it's having right now, basically. So it makes travel to it much more difficult. Puts a little bit of risk into it.
The content's very high quality.
Very high quality.
The first one we did it in All-Star the brewery, guesses. Right? It was before you guys even had the park.
No.
Was that just a mining meetup?
That was when we realized that Tennessee was quickly going to become one of the mining capitals of the world. Cause it was packed out. That was like 200 people in a brewery.
Yeah. So if you're in the energy or the mining business and you want to congregate,
what's the call to action? BitcoinPark.com.
BitcoinPark.com. Find the events. Tickets are limited.
Oh, email rod@BitcoinPark.com.
Oh, you're going to piss him off.
And tell him Marty sent you.
Don't do that, please. What? Rod, if you're listening, you heard it. It wasn't me. Go to BitcoinPark.com.
Just send Rod an email, rod@BitcoinPark.com, and be like, I heard about the National Energy and Mining Summit. I know there's only a few tickets left, but I would love to attend.
And, well, I should say, trying to get a high signal event, people in the industry, particularly if you're in mining or the energy sector.
Yeah, you should be industry specific because there's space is limited. It's like 250 people.
Yeah.
A little bit less.
Yeah. So we'll be in Nashville in a couple of weeks.
It's practically sold out.
Yeah. What else do we got coming up?
It's close to sold out.
Do we have any more travel on the books?
Too much travel. I'm not trying to dox my entire travel schedule. What else should we talk about, freaks? Do you have anything else for us to talk about? Marty, is that going to save free speech?
Dude, he's based now. Did you watch the Rogan? Did you see his Jerry curl, his chain?
Marty,
he's doing jujitsu.
Marty opened a new Facebook account this week because he's.
Yeah.
Do you still have a Facebook account?
No, I haven't had a Facebook account.
You have an Insta account though, right?
I have an Insta account. And that's just to follow family and.
Fuck that shit.
See what's going on.
No Facebook. My only social media is Nostrin. My only social media for 10 years was Twitter. And then
that's
X.
been a big topic of conversation the last 2 weeks is this. I mean, Zuck is trying to position himself as based. I was being facetious earlier.
And so is Elon, right?
Did you see the Elon is this week?
What?
He
faked his gaming?
Some autist gamers like proved that he's been faking his gaming prowess. And then he took away the YouTuber who did the analysis, he took away his blue check and doxed DMs that they had with each other.
You know, I don't need credit, but if you still have an X account, you know, some tweets saying Odell was right would be appreciated.
Odell was eight at one point, too.
Yeah, Marty drunk Noster noted Odell was 8.
We were all 8 at one point. Unless which you're is true. A young freak. I mean, maybe you're a 7-year-old freak listening you to this. You will
to,
be 8.
You tried to say Odell was right, because I was right. And I'll continue to
oh,
be
that's
right
the other news. Front. It was in the...
Yeah, where are you going
You've
with
been
this?
Right about many things, whether it's X or there was a lawsuit that was filed.
Oh, week. What else was I right about?
I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Tether officially sued Swan.
It's unfolding. Nobody could have seen this coming. Yeah, I guess Swan made big news suing not Tether, but a lot of their former employees earlier this year. And now it seems Tether's suing back in UK court, I guess.
UK court, I believe, yeah.
Over their previous joint venture in mining. But I don't know. I feel like I've said everything that needs to be said on this topic way ahead of time. So now we just watch it play out.
Okay.
I mean, do you have anything else to add?
No, not really.
I would just reiterate that the reason that I've been concerned about this is because of investors investing in a company under false expectations. And to me, that's as 1031 grows and becomes more and more significant in the business investing, in the Bitcoin technology business investing ecosystem, it's something I'm more and more sensitive to.
Agreed.
I feel a responsibility to be open and honest about how I see things.
And I think it's not always easy to stick your neck out there, to be consistent, to be honest, to go out on a ledge when it would seem otherwise unpopular. And I want to laud you for.
I just want to say, like, nearly every Bitcoin influencer threw me under the bus during that. And I might forgive, but I will never forget. So,
other topic just came to mind. Rumors that Trump is thinking of adding Solana and USDC to the strategic reserve.
Do you remember what I told you on the eve of the election?
I don't recall. What did you tell me?
You were very much in Carlos can go back and listen. Anyone can go back and listen. You were very much in like very high vibes, like Trump's going to save us kind of thing or whatever.
I never said he's going to save us.
I was like, for the next 4 years, it's just going to be constant frustrations.
Logan, go to Ryan Selkis' Twitter page.
And I specifically said to you, two-bit idiot. I specifically said to you, we're of the age now, end of the success now, that the people that we're familiar with, that we rub shoulders with, that we don't like, are going to become the politician types. And you're like, I think I specifically said, you're going to see like the most annoying, scammy shit coiners, be involved in politics. And this time you will actually know who those people are. Like historically, those types have always been involved in politics. They're like attracted like a moth to a flame. But this time, like we'll have known them for years. And I mean, you even see like Hoskinson of Cardano, right? Like he's involved.
Is he though? Like how much of that? So like go to 2-bit idiot. He pulled up the chart of Bitcoin, crypto, fiat, earlier today, and this is a counterexample to what you were just explaining. It seems like Ryan Selkis is pissed off enough to basically say crypto is fiat, Bitcoin is the only thing that matters. And Ryan,
and he's historically been a massive shitcoiner.
Yes,
and he got wrecked on Bitcoin Cash.
Did he?
You don't remember back in the day? This is like the one of the main regrets I have about X is like all the receipts. But you don't remember in the lead up to SegWit2x and Bitcoin Cash or whatever, he's like, you need to be in Ethereum because Bitcoin Cash is this externality.
Yeah, and I do recall that. Him and like Ari
he
Paul.
Didn't get wrecked promoting Bitcoin Cash, but he got spooked by Bitcoin Cash.
Ari Paul came back from Satoshi Roundtable and hopped on TFTC in 2018 and after we recorded was like, you need to dump all of your Bitcoin for Bitcoin Cash. I just spent Satoshi.
Yeah, someone's saying Stacktoshi saying David Sachs is pimping Solana.
Would not be surprised.
I'm gonna personally make David Sachs irrelevant.
I mean, Crass and Fold.
I took that personally.
Crass and Fold with us. Yeah. Maybe we can get to him. Shout out to Brian Marriott Crafts.
Maybe we can save him. What else do we have to talk about? This one's good. The European, the ECB has joined Blue Sky, the European Central Bank. They've joined Blue Sky. I feel like
very fitting.
It's a combination of all of my interests.
Are they getting piped into one story? Are they getting piped into Nostr? So we're gonna get ECB updates on Nostr now.
No, dude, Blue Sky is not decentralized. Oh,
it's one way to Blue Sky, not from.
They make it very difficult to bridge from Blue Sky to Nostr because it's not decentralized. It's basically a scam.
So the man doing all this bridging from these,
isn't he amazing?
He is. I connected with him. I think we're going to do a TFTC episode soon.
So he's the guy who built Truth Social, actually,
for Trump,
and
everybody hates him.
Now he works on Nostr, and I actually got him to. He's running a mirror of all of Trump's Truth Social posts
on Nostr.
Yeah. So the best place to follow our future president's posts is on Nostr now.
Can I follow him? Or is it just...
Yeah, I posted on... If you go to promo.net/Odell, I posted his account. And that's just a legit mirror. Like, anytime Trump posts on Truth Social, it automatically gets sent to Nostr now.
I'm found.
Cryptographically signed. You can save all the posts. You can archive it for eternity.
How long ago did you post that? You've been posting a lot, dude.
I didn't post a lot. It's like my last post was RHR in 45 minutes. The one before that is Donald Trump's account.
Oh, I'm not seeing that.
Slowly right there. Donald J. Trump. The best place to follow Trump's Truth Social posts is not.
I tell you, like, reposted him. Following him.
No, I didn't repost him because people didn't know if it was a legit account or not. It's a legit account. I mean, Trump doesn't run it, but it's not being altered. It's a straight mirror.
He's running the Truth Social account, which is being bridged.
Exactly. ECB joining Blue Sky, match made in heaven.
We haven't talked about this. Do you think we should get Greenland?
I'd love to see it. What?
Do you think we should get Greenland?
We already own Greenland. That's the sign.
Isn't Denmark?
Kinda. So Denmark officially, have you not gone down the Greenland rabbit hole?
I have not. That's one rabbit hole I've not gone down yet.
So I'm a big World War II guy. I like military history, and that was, you know, the last major scale world war, right? And so in Greenland was controlled by Denmark going into World War II. And we had a fledgling military base there. The population of Greenland is fucking tiny. It's like 50,000 people, mm-hmm. right? It's like half a block of New York City in terms of population. And most of them are natives. Not Native Americans yet, Native Greenlandians.
Greenlandians? Right? Is that what we're calling them?
I don't know what to call them.
Greenlanders.
I haven't gotten that far.
Greenlanders.
Greenlanders, right? And so then Denmark gets controlled by the Nazis. And the ambassador to the United States from Denmark, previously it was the King of Denmark, right? His ambassador to the United States was like, the Nazis control us now. You should take Greenland. And we extended our military base significantly, our military operation there significantly. And we basically made sure the Nazis could not control Greenland. Then formally after World War II, we like handed it back to free Denmark. You know, they're no longer controlled by the Nazis or whatever, but we entered the Cold War, and Greenland is like particularly really well suited strategically in terms of situated. Anti-Russian stuff.
Yeah.
Anti-Soviet stuff. At that time it was anti-Soviet. So we continued to increase our bases. And all of a sudden at that point, we started spreading bases all around the world. You know, there's US bases pretty much everywhere.
I'm not a big fan of that.
And it was all based on this, basically the Greenland model, like the NATO model of bases everywhere. These anti-Soviet, anti-Russian bases was basically all based off of what we were doing in Greenland. And we control that country to such an extent that we actually were trying to build secret missile silos underneath the ice in Greenland. And we didn't ask Denmark's permission. Denmark found out like 40 years later, like in the 90s. And the only reason we didn't build it was because it just wasn't feasible. Like, we couldn't figure out how to do it.
Correct,
it wasn't because we were like, oh, this is morally wrong. Like, we shouldn't put missile bases there. So as I'm saying, like, we practically already control it.
Who would have thunk it? What an incredible history lesson.
No, my guess is Trump was at a briefing where they basically mentioned all of these countries that, like, we basically have historically have controlled and have handed off a little bit more than we have. It was like Panama, Greenland, and Canada.
Have you gotten
it's like Canada is like, can they really do something where we're not involved with that? Like, I don't really think they can.
Have you gone down the rabbit hole of why it's bubbling up as a strategic asset territory now?
It's all the Arctic routes.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's also specifically like China's really pushing hard.
Are they?
In all of these places. You know, for years, people have talked about Chinese Belt and Road initiatives. So, look, I think all of these places are obviously incredibly strategic.
Should the U.S. own Greenland or Bitcoin? Like, what should they buy first?
I mean, I think there's a lot of negatives to U.S. hegemony, period.
Agreed.
Like, I think Greenland should be independent. I think Panama should be independent. I think Canada should have not be communist.
We need
anymore.
To save them. We need to save the Canadians. That may just be like we go in, help them fix up the communism and get out.
I think there's massive strategic importance to make sure that there's not overt Chinese and Russian influence on Panama, Canada, and Greenland. And I think Trump basically probably came out of a briefing meeting, and his version of countering that is sending a Truth Social post being like, we are going to make you the 51st state.
Yeah.
Right.
It is funny to see. It is this level of geopolitical trolling at the president level is living in weird times, living in the digital age, freaks. This is what it's like. Did you see the headline? It was a couple weeks ago. I wanted to bring it up, but we didn't. You know, we found massive lithium reserves in Oregon.
I didn't realize that, but I mean,
Logan, try to find the headline.
We have a lot of reserves of a lot of things.
Yeah, that's like the whole
America is very.
So this goes back to like the America first, reshoring, manufacturing. Rich. I think this deposit that was found in Oregon is something like 10 or 20x.
I mean, Greenland, one of the largest. Greenland also, by the way, has a shit ton of resources.
So does Antarctica. I'm more curious about Antarctica now. What's going on down there?
Should we take over the ice wall?
I think we should at least visit it and try to get over it. I hear the aliens get you if you do that. But Logan, if you can find the, I believe it's lithium, maybe just search Oregon natural resource reserves, but it may not have been Oregon. I think it was. It was on the Nevada-Oregon border, I believe. We have so much lithium, we're not going to know what to do with it, which is strategic natural resource in this world that's becoming more digital. We need them for the batteries.
I'm scrolling trying to see what
did
to
Logan
talk about.
Did Logan stop working? Oh, there it is.
Logan, are you still here, or do we have to replace
Logan,
you?
Logan, can you read the pertinent details of the story, please?
Massive lithium discovery could transform U.S. energy landscape. The discovery of 40 million metric tons of lithium in the McDermott caldera positions in the U.S. to become a major player in the global lithium market. The Thacker Pass project, set to begin operations in 2026, aims to produce 40,000 metric tons of lithium annually, potentially reducing U.S. reliance on China for lithium mining.
It's great news.
Do you think we have any freaks that listen in Greenland?
I hope so. If you're a Greenlander listening, send us a note.
And let us know what we're supposed to call you.
Yeah, if Greenlander just sounds right.
I like it. Greenlandian.
Not Greenlandian does not sound right. Sounds like Freelander. Isn't that like a...
Aren't there lithium deposits? I saw like a bunch of conspiracy theories.
There's some in like New Hampshire or something. But
no, like in the Asheville area, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was lithium, but there is some. That was one of the conspiracy theories. Weather manipulation with Hurricane Irene to wipe out the population so that we could exploit the minerals under the ground.
The Democrats can control the weather, but they can't win an election.
Who knows? Maybe it was the Republicans controlling the weather.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the Chinese. Maybe it was the aliens.
Maybe.
Matt's on a big aliens kick this week.
Marty doesn't think aliens or dinosaurs are real.
Don't bring the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs is a joke. I was explaining.
Really?
Actually, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't look like they're portrayed on
Marty hit me right before he left the bar last night. He hit me with the dinosaurs aren't real.
No, I hit you with the dinosaur. Okay, let's back up here. I've never seen a dinosaur in real life.
You've never seen one? Neither have I. I've never seen one.
Alligator. No, the whole...
Alligator.
No, the dinosaur psyop, it goes back to fossil fuels. Like, you're led to believe that dinosaur bones, fossil, like oil, right, comes from the condensing of dinosaur fossils.
Yeah.
When I think there's a strong argument to be made that it's an abiogenic process.
So how did it get
like
made?
To think that the oil in the ground that we're just digging up is coming from dinosaur fossils.
So where's it coming from?
I gotta say, it's not dinosaurs. They don't even say that it's dinosaurs. It's Carboniferous era plants like algae and forests.
Is it an abiogenic process?
That's why I keep Logan around.
Logan, abiogenic process or not?
No. There's not a hill I'm dying on.
I'm not dying on the hill either. I was explaining what people think the psyop is. And you're saying I don't believe in dinosaurs.
We have a lot of freaks that think dinosaurs aren't real. but we do have one freak, Second Breakfast, who is on. He thinks aliens are definitely real, but dinosaurs never existed, which is probably a very sub niche, right? Like, what percentage of humans do you think believe in aliens, but not dinosaurs?
What if the aliens come and they look like the dinosaurs we think they
Yeah, I mean, I will say like the pictures you see of dinosaurs are just like completely made up. Like we have no idea what they look like.
Yeah. That was the point I was trying to make last night. You're like going out there saying,
no, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And like, also like dinosaurs were oil. Okay, fine. I agree with that.
All right. We agree. Now you're trying to blow my spot up in front of the freaks.
I'm not. I just think they're trying to distract us from the aliens. That's all.
I think the aliens are trying to distract us from Bitcoin.
The aliens are literally on the Jersey
Shore right now. You're distracted by the aliens. Which is distracting you.
No one's
you,
talking about the aliens.
Which anymore. Is distracting your 22-hour workday on Bitcoin and Freedom Tech. This is the alien psyop. It's to get you off the ball, focused on alien stuff when you should be focusing on pushing forward Freedom Tech. This is shamelessly. I never thought I'd see the day.
I'm putting no time on aliens.
You've literally uttered the phrase, what about the aliens, at least like 200 times in the last week.
No, like three times.
No.
Literally everyone was talking about the aliens, and now they're not. It's kind of crazy.
Did you hear the theory, the recent theory? I think Tucker Carlson was talking about the Jersey drones.
The aliens?
Apparently it was Chinese.
They're Chinese drones?
Yeah, and the government found the mothership Chinese drone thing and shot it down. That's one of the theories that's been floating around.
Do you think that's...
I don't know. It's all a distraction. Focus on Bitcoin, fixing the money. It's all...
Just stay humble. I'm going to stay humble and stack sets about it.
Did you see that global debt to GDP chart? They're trying to get you distracted from that. Mandibles is about to happen.
Dude, we literally had aliens. Someone told my wife and I not to come down here with the family to the jungle because of the aliens. It's like, if you listen to these people.
What was there?
If you listen to these people, you'll never do anything. Literally never do anything.
What was their rationale?
Dude, most people don't even leave the States. Like, they never leave the country. They don't even have a passport.
But why don't they want you to – why should the aliens prevent you from coming here?
Because if the aliens invade, you want to be home.
What if home is, like, where Tom Cruise was in War of the Worlds? You don't want to be there. Did the aliens come to Costa Rica in War of the Worlds? I don't think so.
Look, I would agree with the premise that if aliens do invade – I would prefer to be in the United States.
Because everybody has guns?
Yeah, including myself. And like, it's easier to, like, I wouldn't imagine any place that would be fare better.
Yeah. I can hear the YouTube, is this a Bitcoin podcast comments coming after this?
Well, use Noster.
Should we get back on Bitcoin? Anything to talk about?
Yeah, I got nothing. The live chat is literally... gave us no topics to talk about. I see Wood Butcher says aliens are demons. We don't really need to unpack that. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Garrett thinks that they forgot space travel and got stuck here. Josh thinks Marty's close to firing Logan. I don't think so.
Who does?
Josh.
Logan, I'll never fire you.
Pablo is calling an alien hole recap. Oh, Josh says someone asked you to show your feet. Only if you zap. Only if you zap.
Zap. Zap them. I gotta.
Only if you zap.
I stubbed my toe chasing my child the other day. So
yeah, Marty's gonna lose his big toenail.
Yeah, it's gonna be
disgusting. Send zaps.
I'll be talking about the toenail more and more in the coming
months.
Dude,
the GoFundMe phenomenon is so whack.
If you want to comment on that, I didn't think we're gonna dive into that.
What Mandy Moore launching a GoFundMe is like ridiculous. It's kind of weird. But anyway, if you want to help Marty pay for his missing toenail, you can send zaps.
I don't think it just grows back. I don't think I need to do anything. I don't need any. You can zap me if you want, but I don't need it for the toe.
69,000 sats, PJ. Guns are real. I believe in guns.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
I've seen them.
Shot one.
We got nothing to talk about. I got nothing to talk about. Should we just wrap?
Let's wrap.
Oh, let's read the boost. Can you read the boost?
And we also have to read the human rights.
Freaks, you have like story. You have like a good 10 minutes. If you have a topic you actually want us to talk about, I think this time, wait, what is it? This time next week, Raw should be free. I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully this is the last rabbit hole recap that Ross is in a cage. Free Ross. That'll be awesome. That's something to look forward to.
It is. Have you read the Financial Freedom Report this week? Came out this morning.
I have not.
We've got stories out of Burma, Nigeria, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Zimbabwe.
Pick Kazakhstan.
I was hoping you were going to say this. Kazakhstan shuts down dozens of digital asset exchanges. In 2024, the Kazakhstani regime shut down 36 digital asset exchanges with a combined turnover of 60 billion Kazakhstani tenge, or $112 million. Authorities also confiscated 2.5 billion tenge, or $4.8 million in assets. The regime says it will continue to crack down on digital assets, but the reality is these kinds of exchanges are some of the only ways for people inside a dictatorship to obtain access to open money like Bitcoin. At the same time, the regime is promoting its central bank digital currency, the digital tenge, which it developed in collaboration with MasterCard and Visa. Shame on you, MasterCard and Visa. While presented as a modern and convenient financial tool, the CBDC risks becoming a means for consolidating state control over citizens' economic activities and leaving few avenues for preserving financial independence. That was the Human Rights Foundation Financial Freedom Report story of the week. This is Financial Freedom Report number 57. If you are interested in stories like this and others, the Human Rights Foundation.
Logan's trolling you in the Noster chat.
Logan,
official story. Oil does not literally come from dinosaur bones. Everyone, why do they expect us?
We're having a serious segment here, and you're distracted by Logan. Logan, shame on both of you. Two-thirds of this operation is not showing respect for the Kazakhstani people right now.
Replace both of us with H-1Bs.
Matt Odell. Welcome to Matt. Yeah, you come just, back.
Yeah, you'll call mine Odell.
Yeah.
And you'll call his Logan.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Stack stats, say humble. That's going to be his catchphrase.
It'll be in reverse. It'll be broken.
Yes. The financial freedom report.
Stack stats.
Logan, that was culturally insensitive. Good. You're
probably
fired.
The worst thing that's ever happened on our show.
Go to financialfreedomreport.org, sign up for the newsletter to get these stories week in and week out. I actually was hoping you were going to pick Kazakhstan. I did read the Financial Freedom Report this morning.
Oh, nice.
And because this isn't the first time they've done this. If you don't remember, in the post-Chinese mining ban in 2021, when you had that mass migration of hash rate out of China and across the world, most of which ended up in the United States, Kazakhstan was openly goading miners to come use their excess electricity, and many operations set up in Kazakhstan plugged everything in, and then shortly thereafter they raised the sales tax and made it essentially
the least surprising thing
impossible
ever
to mine. And so Kazakhstan not very very favorable for Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is
it's just not a favorable place for people that just want property rights, period.
Yeah,
or any kind of real freedom.
So,
Someone asked another question. Someone asked if Ross is going to get his Bitcoin back. No shot in hell. He should. I think he should. I think he should get pardoned and not commuted. He's getting his sentence commuted is the likely outcome. But I'm just glad he's going to be out of the cage. And he should get his money back.
I mean, I think legally there's no means for him to get it back. It was seized for an illegal operation. I don't think your sentence gets commuted and the Bitcoin just goes back to you.
I mean, they have the loaded Bitcoin they can give him.
Yeah. But yeah, still it was stolen from with the government.
Stolen from his website.
With the government deemed to be an illegal operation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I still think he should get it back. Yeah. He's not going to though. Yeah, I mean, someone's asking, what if Ross isn't freed? I don't really want to think about it. If he is, I hope people are rightfully loud and angry about it. But I think he will be freed. Pablo is asking that we mention that the Bitcoin Principles Mint is shutting down and is in degraded state. That's one of the two
Fediments.
Larger Fediment mints. And I would just say, same with Freedom One, by the way. From what I hear, you should basically be trying to withdraw from both of them. Neither of them want to rug users. But you should attempt to withdraw, and if it fails, keep attempting, because they're both operating in degraded states and are trying to shut down as gracefully as possible, is my understanding.
Beware.
Can you read the boostergrams?
Oh, yeah. Let me pull them up. Do we have a total for Zaps in the Zap.stream right now?
We have over 150,000 sats have been zapped.
Shout out to you, freaks.
Appreciate you, freaks.
When did we post this? Did you ever post it to the feed, Logan?
Yeah, Garrett is mentioning that Minibits is a great mint for Cashew. I do like the Minibits mint. It's been, I don't know who runs it, but it has been quite
Logan, do you ever get it up reliable on the main feed? Last week's RHR?
What, on the podcast feed?
Yeah.
Logan, did you not upload RHR last week?
I'm looking at it on Fountain right now.
Oh.
Okay, so why don't you read the boosts?
Yeah, you read the boosts.
But then you're normal accent.
Background now. If I have the mic like this, does Lou pick up on the mic?
No, sound good.
Is Lou talking in there?
Yeah.
No, you sound good. Just kick Lou out. But you sound good.
Okay. Satoshi Pacioli Accounting, 100,000 sats. Attention, wow. Open source Bitcoin and Nostr devs. Satoshi Pacioli Accounting is offering free personal tax support to any full-time contributors. Reach out to us at BitDev Support if you are interested, or ping us on Nostr. Thanks, Nostr, colon, and Pub 1.
Got to read it all. You know the drill.
All right. Thanks, Nostr,
no, don't read
colon,
it.
And Pub 1, QNY3TK.
They can just search Satoshi Pacioli on Nostr. But anyway, this is a great initiative. I was talking to them about this. They already do it for a bunch of OpenSats grant recipients. So if you're an open source contributor out there and you need tax advice, these guys are the best of the best. They're awesome. You can't go wrong with them. And I love to see them stepping up to try and support open source contributors in the best way they can, which is tax advice.
I mean, we shouted them out in the beginning. I didn't know they boosted us. Shout out to you, Joe and team.
You know, I had them on Citadel Dispatch.
I do know.
It looked like they were going to do the.
Oh, we never talked about that.
Yeah, they pushed back.
That's important.
They pushed back.
People were moving all their coins and stuff.
Yeah, well, we said on Citadel Dispatch, don't do that. But the IRS ended up pushing back that rule change a
safe
year.
Safe Harbor.
At least a year.
Safe Harbor.
Well, they were going to make it so that you have to do FIFO going forward, first in, first out. So the first Bitcoin you receive is the first Bitcoin you have to sell.
No, I'm fighting for HIFO.
Highest in, first out. Yeah. Which I didn't even know existed. But anyway, they pushed that back. But what was I saying? They mentioned something on there. I don't know. Oh, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
All right, next boost, Logan.
But No. Seth from Satoshi Pacioli, they do RHR's taxes for us.
Yes.
And he said he listens to RHR as he's doing our taxes, which I thought was cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
And you have the Ride or Die Freaks. Bitcoin Freak Empire.
Yeah. It's growing.
Trevor Agora, 20,000 sats. Get one free beer if you mention Rabbit Hole Recap at the Beaverton, Oregon meetup, Bitcoin meetup, Thursday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. Godfather's Pizza. I have no idea if that's a Thursday. I just said the word Thursday.
Where is that?
The 23rd will be 18th Saturday, Godfather's 19th. Godfather's Pizza. 20. That's a Wednesday.
No, but what town is it in?
No, it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday.
Beaverton.
What town is it? Beaverton where?
Beaverton, Oregon Bitcoin meetup.
Free beer. Just say Rabbit Hole Recap.
That's cool. I like flattering. That one. The freak army is getting stronger.
I love it.
Another boost from Trevor Agora at fountain.fm for another 20,000 sats with the exact same message.
Shout out to you. Double zap. Thank you, Trevor.
Double zap. Double boost. Should we just call them zaps?
Yeah, it's easier.
All Bitcoin payments are zaps.
It is a Nostr client, so.
Yeah.
Second breakfast at fountain.fm, 720 sats. Beer clinking emoji. Cheers.
Cheers.
Awesome.
Cheers. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you. I see second breakfast in the Nostr live chat. He's here right now, so.
You got a drink, Ezra. This is on me. It's something to bring up. Oh, we were on the Money Matters podcast on Monday. Money does matter, but Jack is growing one hell of a show. Live streaming every Monday, late afternoon.
Yeah.
But if he gets to 100,000 subscribers before we do, I wouldn't be shocked if it happens. But this is a call to action to you freaks listening on YouTube and other platforms. Just subscribe, okay?
He literally, like, Jack has the nerve to make fun of me by calling me a professional podcaster.
And then 22 hours
two seconds later, tells all of his listeners to like and subscribe on YouTube. I've been doing this thing for 6-7 years now. I don't think I've ever said like and subscribe.
Would you advise them to like and subscribe?
It's something that people could do if they want to do it.
Yeah.
And then delete your YouTube account. And your ex, and just go Nostr only.
No, I think it's a good schedule. Money Matters on Monday.
Mondays.
Rabbit Hole Recap Thursday, Friday, Saturday sometimes, end of the week.
Wednesdays.
It's a good programming schedule.
You never really know.
Just subscribe to both. I'll be the shameless shill here. That was fun.
It was a good vibe. It's a lot of new coiners.
I'm pretty bummed. We didn't add a trivia section to the show before they did.
Well, should we just steal it and do trivia?
No, I don't think that's
because we can actually zap the freaks. They're like, send me your Lightning address and we can pay you. Like Nostr fixes that. We can just zap the freaks.
Nah, that's poor form. Poor taste.
We're not going to steal their trivia idea.
No.
It's a good idea.
It is a great idea. I was very proud of my trivia question. I think that's one that most people don't know.
That was a good one.
Yours was pretty weak.
Why was it weak?
That was easy.
So let's give the freaks a trivia question. Give the freaks a trivia question.
Yeah, you put me on the spot here. Let me think.
The Nostr chat is all that matters. So you can only answer to the Nostr chat, rhr.tv/stream.
Marty Malmy once emailed Satoshi asking a question about the fee attached to his transaction. It was the first time he had seen a fee attached. It threw him off. How much was the fee?
That's a really mean question. We just saw the email like 3 days ago.
It's good trivia though. Is anybody gonna get it?
No one's gonna get that.
We're ripping off a whole segment. I feel dirty.
No, we're not even gonna send them any money. It's just
you get 50,000 sats if you answer it right.
Are we gonna send them money? Is that coming out of you?
Complete rip off.
Wood Butcher, one sat wrong. Josh, 69 sats wrong. They're never going to get this. This is a mean question.
We're going to be here forever. Leaving. We're not hanging up the line.
Trivia.
Let's see if YouTube's getting it. No. Nothing there.
We got wrong, 420 sats wrong, 7 sats wrong, 50 Bitcoin wrong, 500 sats wrong, 21 Bitcoin wrong. Jay Publius said he went and took a piss when the question popped up, LOL. Missed the question. 33 sats wrong. Just got here. What did I miss? Pringle Stacks, 21 million wrong.
Close.
No?
Close, but wrong. The closest out of anything you just said.
No, someone said 21 Bitcoin.
She said 21 million sats?
She said 21 million Bitcoin.
Oh, that's impossible. Sorry.
That's impossible. 0.01 BTC wrong. 1 million Close. Sats wrong. Zero wrong. $2 wrong.
At the time, that may be.
In sats. 10 Bitcoin. Wrong.
All right. None of you get sats. It was 20 million sats. You're all wrong.
Was it 20 million sats? I thought it was 20 Bitcoin.
No, it was 20 million sats.
Oh, wrong. There we go.
That was the trivia. You guys all failed.
It was a 10,000 Bitcoin transaction.
With a 20 million sat fee.
Ah, okay.
Go to NakamotoInstitute.org and read up on your Bitcoin history, freaks.
Someone just zapped us 2.1 sats.
NakamotoInstitute.org. Little birdie told me
this that. Is wonderful. Wonderful rip, freaks.
A little birdie told me that this. Michael Goldstein's about to pick up the content. Okay.
Yeah. Pringle Stack said she meant sats and she was right. Okay, we'll give it to you. Marty's going to send you 50,000 sats from his kid's college fund.
Is college going to be around when my kids are?
I'm not sending my kids to college.
Are they going to be podcasters?
I think it's a scam.
Are our kids going to be podcasters?
I hope not. It's like being. It's like you don't want your kids to be an OnlyFans girl.
What if the podcast is good though? What if it's like highbrow, maybe not highbrow, but quality content, actionable advice.
I'm hoping my children are mountain men.
That would be sweet. All right, we gotta go.
All right, I love you, freaks. Stay humble, stack sats.
Peace and love.
Dickie!